Clancy at the Overflow. I had written him a text, which I'd sent, hoping the next time he came in mobile coverage he'd have time to say hello. But I'd heard he'd lost his iPhone, so I emailed him from my phone, just addressed on spec, as follows, Clancy at the Overflow. And the answer, redirected, wasn't quite what I'd expected. It wasn't from the shearing mate who'd answered once before. His ISP provider wrote it, and verbatim I will quote it. This account has been suspended. You won't hear from him no more. In my wild, erratic fancy, visions come to me of Clancy, out of reach of mobile coverage where the western rivers flow. Instead of tapping on the small screen, he'd be camping by the tall green river gums, a pleasure that the town folk never know. Well, the bush has friends to meet him, but the rest of us can't greet him. Out there, even Telstra's network doesn't give you any bars. He can't blog the vision splendid of the sunlit plains extended, or tweet the wondrous glory of the everlasting stars. I am sitting at the keyboard, and I'm too stressed out to be bored as I answer all the emails by the deadlines they contain, while my screen fills with promotions for Viagra and strange potions, and announcements of the million-dollar prizes I can claim. But the looming deadlines haunt me, and their hurrying senders taunt me that they need response this evening, for tomorrow is too late. But their texts, too quickly ended, often can't be comprehended, for their writers have no time to think. They have no time to wait. And I sometimes rather fancy that I'd like to trade with Clancy. Just set up an email bouncer saying, sorry, had to go, while he faced an inbox jamming up with deadlines and with spamming as he signed off every message, Clancy at the Overflow. By Joe Wolf, with apologies to Banjo Patterson and his Clancy of the Overflow.